Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Coming up shortly, we'll be speaking to Enver Domini, who is the CEO of Cape Town Tourism. The tourism entity has just published a domestic travel intent research, which is into how South Africans are planning to spend their December. Enver joins me on the line now. Enver, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa.
I imagine the research was necessitated by the ever-ongoing challenges associated with COVID-19 and a lot of people, their wallets being much smaller than they were December of 2019 and therefore needing to make some interesting decisions when it comes to traveling.
Absolutely. And I think the what we normally would do is that we would do the domestic surveys just to determine the intent of people wanting to come to Cape Town. And of course, trying to understand, you know, the size of the party, what they're going to come and do in Cape Town, why they are not maybe coming to Cape Town, so that we can understand what we would need to do to ensure that they do decide to travel to Cape Town at a later date.
You surveyed 1,728 people, or at least those people responded. 1,152 of them were planning to travel. Others were non-travelers. What were some of the highlights that came out of the survey?
So some of the highlights that came out of the survey was, I think probably the most important thing for me was the last time we had done the survey in December 2020, about 60% of the people indicated that they were going to stay at home. However, this time around, 67% had indicated their intention to travel over December. So I see that as a significant shift in the opposite direction, with a lot more positivity coming from the domestic market. I think for me also what I find quite interesting was that even though COVID-19 and concerns of that as being a barrier for travel, it appeared to also shift in a more positive direction, with only 27% of those surveyed indicating that they are concerned about COVID-19, compared to last year, where 68% were concerned about COVID-19. But I think also in context, what we need to realize is that last year, this time, the vaccination program, for at least for the masses, hasn't started yet. So I think, again, with the vaccination programs coming in, the positivity around or the concerns around COVID-19 isn't as seen as the biggest barrier.
In fact, concerns around COVID-19 have now been replaced by financial constraints. We know that the last 2 years have been devastating to the economy. Later on today, in fact, they'll be releasing quarter 3 unemployment sort of stats from Stats SA, which will probably paint an even grimmer picture as far as the reality on the ground is. Those who are employed are often making less money than they did before because companies are looking for a way of sustaining themselves, sustaining employment, and saying, Enver, do you mind cutting down on your number of hours because we can only pay you X as opposed to Y? That now seems to be the major concern for people who are not planning to travel this year.
You're right, Africa. And I think the longer we remain in lockdowns and the restrictions, and again, less trading, the economy, etc., doing worse than before, this will only exacerbate matters. And I think this is a way, from a tourism industry perspective, understanding the need that there's financial challenges for people who decide not to travel, as well as those that are traveling. It's about the price sensitivity around it. So what we as Cape Town Tourism are clear on, especially for this December period, is that the tourist industry may need to make sure that they provide value for money at all levels, as well as making sure that they don't compromise on quality, because what we don't want to do is to be a cheap destination. I think also, even though we know there's huge costs involved in running tourism business in a legal and a compliant manner, what we need to make sure of, especially now that we don't seem to be getting international tourists due to the recent bans, it is absolutely critical that we need to look after the domestic market, whether the international tourists were coming or not. And I think that's why we've always said, you know, the local tourism industry is a pillar of strength for the tourism industry, especially over the last 20 months or so since COVID had started.
As always, the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal especially are the most popular domestic holiday destinations in December.
Yes, and again, I think that's from the people that we surveyed, majority were from Gauteng. So KZN is normally number one and Western Cape number two. But I think what is interesting is that gap is closing compared to the previous year. So I think there is a lot of there is a shift in the domestic market wanting to come to Cape Town. But again, we still have a long way to go in order to make sure we become the number one destination for the domestic market, not just for the international.
What's interesting is that we often associate December as a way of those residing in Gauteng, in the Western Cape, who have family or relations in the Eastern Cape, in Limpopo, in Mpumalanga, the rural parts of South Africa. December is usually the time you get into your car with your family to go visit the rest of the family. What's coming out of the survey this year is that a significant number of people are either planning to stay in self-catering units, in guest houses, or be in bed and breakfasts, in hotels, and even holiday houses.
Yeah, Africa. And I think the reason for that is twofold. One, I mean, we always have visiting friends and relatives. But I think also what COVID-19 has taught us is also that sometimes in confined spaces, as much as we love our families, I think there's a bit of a concern still around safety and protocols. So I think that there is a shift to self-catering and also I think an increase in self-drive. And this is also important as a shift and an indicator to the tourism industry of saying, also really look at, you know, how you, your layout of your floor plan, what else can you include? And I think also when you look at it from the Airbnb models, it's critically important also because, again, it's in some spaces where you could be sharing a room. Or alternatively, people are saying, well, look, I would rather prefer to be in a self-catering where I can, of course, be treated well, but then I've got my own room, but also the flexibility for me to move around a lot more easier. So we do start seeing some of those shifts. But I think what is also interesting for us is the fact that if the size of the party still remains around, I think, two people, and then what we're seeing is family travel. So we've seen also from the survey that at least 50% of those that are traveling this December are going to be doing so as a family.
Let's finish off with a WhatsApp from a listener who says tourism needs disposable income and very few locals have that. How small is the middle class in the country? Even if they discount their prices in the middle class, they won't keep them afloat, says somebody on the WhatsApp line.
Yeah, Africa, and again, as we had indicated, you know, the financial challenges for everybody, including the middle class, the pressure is definitely there. But I also think this is why, as from a Cape Town tourism perspective, what we've been trying to do and will continue to do is to make sure we provide lots of products and experiences that demonstrate affordability. A good example is our most popular page on our website is 50 Things to Do in Cape Town for under 50 Rand. And of course, now what we also started was the Pocket Friendly Challenge, where we demonstrate that for 150 bucks per person, what you can do in our neighborhoods, because it's also important about getting people out to the neighborhoods, the lesser visited areas.
All right. Envy, I'm going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. But thank you very much for your time this morning. Envy Dumini, CEO of Cape Town Tourism, reflecting on the domestic travel intent research that they've conducted for this December.